All right, guys, we've got to talk about this. I feel like I'm going nuts, seeing the lack of reporting on this issue, because Donald Trump, just in the last few days, was sitting at the 9/11 memorial, and his face appeared to be drooping on one side. And it was concerning enough to where I reviewed so many photos. I was convinced this was misinformation. I was like, there's no way that his face is drooping this much. This is like AI, but it's not. And that, along with the other signs of cognitive decline that we have seen, it's concerning. It's incredibly concerning, and more people need to be talking about this, especially being the leader in chief, the person who has the nuclear codes, who we already know is unhinged. If we add this dynamic of cognitively declining like he is, it's going to continue to get very, very ugly. Before we get into all this, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. Truly, truly, truly. I appreciate you. And on this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, this disinformation campaign that the Republicans have run, a lot of what won them the 2024 election. We're trying to build something to punch back against that. If you want to be a part of it, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. Let's take a look at this video first, talking a little bit about what happened with Donald Trump at the 9/11 memorial. Take a look.
Donald Trump was just caught on camera falling asleep and his face drooping badly, raising brand new questions about how he's doing. Now, this happened today during a 9/11 memorial, and of course the cameras panned to Donald Trump, and when they did, he was struggling to stay awake. But worse, this is how he looked. Check this out. Here he is with the First Lady, but there's Donald Trump. That is the President of the United States. Now, this raises brand new questions, and we are only a couple weeks removed from when he was gone from the public eye for a few days, where he wasn't making any public appearances, he wasn't going out, we only saw him from a distance. And we also know that if there is anything wrong, the White House will not tell us. They tried to cover up his hand. They didn't tell us about his chronic venous insufficiency until his ankles were caught on camera and they were forced to make a report. So we know that if there is something wrong, that they're going to try to hide it. And that's why these questions will persist. So long as Donald Trump looks like that,
I think that is really well said, and it's worth pointing out, even though it feels a little weird that, like, it was just, you know, 2 weeks ago, really, maybe less than that, that Donald Trump didn't talk to the media for 7 days. We actually didn't physically, like, lay eyes on him for four. And it's weird because in this media cycle that's so brutal, it's like, it's so quick to forget about that. If Joe Biden, like I don't know, did anything, stumbled over one word, that was a nonstop media cycle for 30 days. With Donald Trump, with this flood of shit, frankly, excuse my language, but you know what I mean? It's just flood onto the American people so much, just so much. You're putting out so many fires of disinformation. There's so much news. There's so much chaos. It worked in his favor. And we forget that, like, wait, he was just not seen for 7 days. Or the bruises on his hands that we've seen, the White House said, oh, it's because he's shaking so many hands. We've never seen someone shake so many hands. And then when they're finally pressed about it more, say, actually, never mind, he's got a vein condition, right? And these are the photos that, again, I promise you, this isn't AI. The right side of Trump's face was drooping during a 9/11 commemoration today. And these are, again, the photos. It's very, very concerning. I've never seen Trump look like this. And I swear to God, I was like, this is not real. This is misinformation spreading. It's real. These are the official photos. Here's the video. It looks a little low quality because it's very zoomed in. The camera's pretty wide, so we zoom all the way in on Donald Trump. This is him, appears to be, you know, the face drooping, but also maybe falling asleep. Take a look.
Leonard E. Taylor. Sandra C. Taylor. Sandra D. Teague.
I mean, you really see there again, it's so pronounced. The mouth, and you can't really tell if his eyes are open. Gavin Newsom has talked about this before and almost has, you know, framed it in a way where the media just seems to not talk about it enough. that not only is Donald Trump cognitively declining, but, you know, wrapping into that his just ability to lie so blatantly about everything, which, if you've seen this channel before or my YouTube channel, you've probably seen us play the Lawrence O'Donnell clip where he said, how can you tell if someone's cognitively declining if they're also just like a dumb individual? I don't even mean that to be rude, but we know Donald Trump hasn't always particularly been known to be the smartest guy when he rambles. It's like, is he cognitively declining? Is he just being an idiot again? It's hard to tell. Take a look at Gavin, or take a listen to Gavin Newsom talk about this in this clip.
He can't handle.
Because the other night, or he came out and said that when you guys spoke, he warned you that if you didn't get things under control, he was going to bring
in stone cold liar. Stone cold liar. He made that up. Like he makes up so many other things. He never said that.
And he also seemed to make up this idea that the National Guard did a great job last night when they weren't here.
They weren't even deployed, and he claimed victory. He's lost it. He hasn't lost a step. And I saw him trip on the steps today. Yeah. I mean, this is serious. He is not the same person that I dealt with just 4 years ago. Mm. And he's incapable now of even a train of thought. He's making things up. And
yeah, so beautifully said from Gavin Newsom. And I think one of the best ways to show this, in my opinion, is a video that I guarantee you've never seen. And I made a TikTok about it, and I think it's such a good example of where Donald Trump is cognitively. And the fact that you haven't, I can almost guarantee you haven't seen this video, because nobody talked about it. It's just another day. But this is truly, like, encapsulates where we're at. Take a listen to the first part of this TikTok I made.
He's at MIT, one of the great professors, 51 years, whatever, he was longest serving professor in the history of MIT, 3 degrees in nuclear, chemical, and math. That's a smart man. Kaczynski was one of his students. Do you know who Kaczynski was? There's very little difference between a madman and a genius. But Kaczynski, I said, what kind of a student was he, Uncle John, Dr. John Trump? He said, what kind of a student? And then he said, seriously good. He said he'd go around correcting everybody. But
you wouldn't realize. So you hear that clip from just a few weeks ago from Donald Trump talking about his uncle, John Trump, teaching at MIT, which he did, and saying that my uncle taught Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. And he starts talking as you hear that he had some conversation with his uncle saying, like, was Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, a smart guy? There's very little difference between a madman and a genius. This conversation occurring where John Trump says, yeah, he was a genius. And there's two problems here. Number one is that the Unabomber never went to MIT. He went to Harvard. Okay. The bigger problem is that John Trump, Donald Trump's uncle, passed away 11 years before it was publicly revealed that Ted Kaczynski was the Unabomber. Think about that for a second. It would literally be impossible through John Trump's entire lifetime for him to ever be aware of who the Unabomber was. Now rewind and watch the clip I just played you. Where is Donald Trump at? Does he know that that conversation didn't take place? Is he just actively lying for fun? Is he deranged? Is it all of the above? That's crazy. And I guarantee you've never seen that clip because it's just another day. Donald Trump just rambling, making up stories about his uncle and conversations that he had that never happened. It's crazy. It's insane. And more recently, after we saw the assassination of Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump was asked about this. His inability to, like, be a leader, show, I don't know, some amount of, like, love or empathy like a leader should embody in a time like this, but also stay on topic. Listen to this.
How are you holding up over the last 3.5 days?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty. It'll be an absolutely magnificent structure. And I just see all the trucks. We just started. So it'll get done very nicely, and it'll be one of the best anywhere in the world, actually.
Thank you so much.
So Donald Trump being asked about what happened to Charlie Kirk, and how are you holding up, sir? Oh, I'm good. By the way, if you look over here, look at this construction I'm doing. What? It's supposed to be bringing Americans together. And it's like, it's so, it's not even like, it's partly just Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself. But I mean, it's almost concerning the way that he just, like, he doesn't even really react. Oh, I'm good. Yeah, yeah. By the way, look at this amazing construction going on over here. He's not okay. And all of the things we've gone through clearly show that. There's no question about it. And lastly, I'd say this. Donald Trump, through all this time, has spent an odd amount of time talking about going to heaven, which I know I may be reaching here a bit, but I do find it interesting. The media has reported a little bit about this. He keeps mentioning, am I going to go to heaven? Do you think I'll get into heaven? He said this several times the last few weeks. And then literally sent a donation email, $15 donations to get to heaven. This is very Donald Trump-esque, the guy who, you know, just wants to get rich off literally anything and everybody because he only cares about himself. He sent a campaign fundraising email with a subject line, quote, I want to try to get to heaven. The email framed his political survival and legal battles as evidence of divine purpose and asked supporters to contribute $15 during a, quote, 24-hour Trump fundraising blitz. Quote, Trump's campaign email used the subject line, I want to try and get to heaven, presenting him as divine. We are in a crazy time in American history, and it does not help to have a man who is very clearly cognitively declining, the oldest president in American history. More people need to be talking about this. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. Maybe share this video with a MAGA friend or family member. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit like and subscribe down below. And if you check out, it would mean so much, excuse me, if you would check out my YouTube channel in a link in the description, maybe hit subscribe. It goes such a long way. I appreciate you. I love you. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I will see you in the next video.